Marla.
See you tomorrow.
Wild Card Wednesday and more. Do we know what P stands for? Did we find out before the end of the show?
Not seeing it on Wikipedia.
Okay. Pablo.
Pablo. That's it. He looks like a Pablo.
His hippie parents.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. News.
Blackhawks and Wildcats games online. WGNradio.com.
All right, everybody. We'll be back 2 a.m. on Wednesday, Wild Card Wednesday, and much more on WGN. This is Chicago's very own. Oh, by the way, come to my screening of Reservoir Dogs tonight. Starts at 8 o'clock. $10. Parking is free. Go to Fandango.com. It's at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Reservoir Dogs tonight. So get your tickets now. Fandango.com, and I'll see you all tonight. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. WGN news time is 5 o'clock. The news is sponsored by Green Tea Services, and here is Vic Vaughn.
See you there, Nick. It's cloudy and 56 at O'Hare. Seeing the calm after the storm. Still breezy, but nothing like what we saw overnight. Details right after WGN traffic and Susan Burkus.
Delay-free so far on the area expressways and tollways. On southbound I-65, though, over in Indiana, all lanes are blocked at U.S. 231 with a rollover, and it does block the left lane on the northbound side. In Carroll Stream, there's an accident at North Avenue and Alexandra Way. And in Oak Lawn, watch for downed wires at 87th Street and Central Avenue. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app, pre-approved by Acunet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX. Susan Burkus, WGN Traffic Central.
I saw some big wind gusts overnight, clocked at near 60 miles per hour in some areas, part of a very large storm system that covered much of the United States from northern Wisconsin south through Illinois into Arkansas and parts of Louisiana. It's now moving east into northwest Indiana and Michigan. As Susan reported in traffic, there's an overturned semi-tractor trailer in Indiana. Could very well be related to those strong winds, although that's not yet been confirmed. Tornado sirens were reported east of Illinois with that same storm system in Kansas City, Missouri. Shawnee County reported two tornadoes, took down power lines and damaged some buildings there. Again, that storm now moving across northwest Indiana and Michigan. A rescue operation is underway at a ski resort in Tignes, a community in southeastern region of France. French officials say they're dealing with an avalanche this morning. They say several skiers were caught up in it, but they stopped short of reporting any injuries or casualties at this point. We'll keep you updated on that developing story this morning. Opponents are promising to challenge President Trump's revised travel ban. The new narrower ban temporarily bars new visas for citizens of 6 predominantly Muslim countries. Iraq is no longer on that list. The new ban also suspends the entire U.S. refugee program. House committees begin voting today on GOP legislation to unravel President Obama's health care law. House Republicans released their own 123-page proposal Monday. It includes a scale back of the government's role in helping people afford coverage. Subsidized health care would no longer be based on income, but on age. St. Louis is getting ready to elect a new mayor for the first time in 16 years. Voters said at the polls this morning, 7 Democrats, including 4 members of the Board of Aldermen, are seeking to replace Democrat Francis Slay, who is not running for a 5th term. Governor Rauner's administration has filed a lawsuit over Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza's handling of state workers' pay. Her office told his that pay for central management services should come from a maintenance account that has money in it.
It's getting hard to take him seriously when what he presents as fact has so little basis in reality. But these are strange times in the state of Illinois.
Rauner's office says Mendoza's violating a 2015 court order that says CMS workers have a contract to be paid even if there's no money appropriated in a budget. Illinois has been without a budget for 2 years. The governor says the paychecks of 587 CMS employees could be disrupted if the matter isn't resolved by Wednesday. And the city council in Evanston recommended several police reforms last night. City manager Wally Bobkowitz.
We need to make sure our officers understand how best to assess risks and act accordingly so to meet our community standards while all the while making sure that they remain safe.
Over 20 reforms, including more training in de-escalating encounters with citizens dealing with mental health issues, stems from a recent arrest by Evanston police officers caught on cell phone video. Let's get a check at WGN Sports. Good morning, Dave Innes.
Good morning. Not a good start to this mini road trip for the Bulls. They started well enough in Detroit, jumping out to a 12-point lead after one quarter. But the lead was down to just four at halftime, and it was tied going to the fourth quarter when the Pistons went on a 12-3 run, outscored the Bulls 30-16, and took control in a 109-95 win. Reggie Jackson, 26 for Detroit, 24 of those after halftime, while Jimmy Butler had 27 for the Bulls, who played without Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo, and slipped into a tie with the Pistons for the seventh spot in the East. Bad news for the Cleveland Cavaliers, who not only lost to Miami 106-98, they lost newly acquired Andrew Bogut a minute into his first game for Cleveland to a broken leg. College basketball, three more automatic bids to the NCAA tournament handed out with conference tournament wins. Iona in the Metro Atlantic, East Tennessee State in the Southern Conference, and UNC Wilmington in the Colonial. UIC fell in the Horizon League semis, losing to Milwaukee 74-68, and Northern Illinois out in the first round of the MAC tournament 72-69 to Eastern Michigan. The Big Ten tournament starts tomorrow in Washington, D.C., and Caleb Swanigan of Purdue named the conference player of the year. Northwestern opens conference tournament play on Thursday against either Rutgers or Ohio State. Illinois will play earlier Thursday against Michigan. The Blackhawks were off. Our Xfinity Blackhawks report they'll try to extend their seven-game winning streak on Thursday against Anaheim. Jason Hayward broke out of it, two hits, including a home run, his first hits of the spring, in the Cubs' 13-10 win over the Angels. The Padres edged the White Sox 6-5. Dave Hedditt, WGN Sports.
Every business is different, with a different vision and different assets. Yet most banks offer the same ideas and the same one-size-fits-all solutions. At Associated Bank, we believe banks should offer different solutions for different businesses. It just makes sense. That's why we take a different approach to commercial banking, one that takes the hassle out of banking and works to find customized solutions for you, one that puts relationships and trust first. Sure, that's a little different for a bank. But at Associated Bank, we believe relationships matter and personalized service should be the norm. From capital markets experts who can help set your business on an upward trajectory to treasury management experts with a knack for finding new ways to make your money work for you, we offer a full-service experience with innovative tools for managing your most valuable assets. To learn more about how Associated Bank takes a different approach to commercial banking, visit AssociatedBank.com or tune in every Thursday morning at 5:08. To WGN's opening bell for a discussion on current financial trends and topics from Associated Bank. Member FDIC.
More than 3,000 slot machines and your favorite table games.
For excitement.
Unforgettable dining, from steaks to seafood.
For delight.
415 luxurious hotel rooms and world-class concerts.
For enjoyment.
It's Four Winds Casinos in beautiful Southwest Michigan. For gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos, New Buffalo, Hartford, and Dowagiac in Southwest Michigan. Must be 21. Please play responsibly.
Parents, Bud Egg's great-tasting lunch meats makes every moment more delicious. Family-owned and made in Chicagoland. They're proud sponsors of our Chicago Blackhawks. Find Bud Egg lunch meats at Meijer stores everywhere.
In the Chicago area, warm weather is like a delicacy. When that last mound of snow melts and the temperatures start to warm, we find ourselves moving to the outdoors. And with buy-the-yard maintenance-free outdoor furniture, you'll want to stay outdoors. Start with dinner on your new maintenance-free table and chairs. Then take your coffee to the comfy rocking chairs on the porch, or maybe a cuddle around the fire table. Buy the Yard has everything to create your outdoor sanctuary. As the premier manufacturer of maintenance-free outdoor furniture, Buy the Yard provides incredible variety with over 300 styles in 9 colors. It's elegance, comfort, and durability all combined into one perfect set of outdoor furniture that you never have to paint, stain, or even store.
Buy the Yard is having their annual Buy the Yard Spring Open House on Saturday, March 18th, with huge savings on new and previously displayed furniture, plus discounted delivery. And from 12 noon to 2, you can meet WGN Radio's Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. The address is 900 Milwaukee Avenue South of Vernon Hills. For more info, visit buytheyard.net or call 847-793-0303.
Your money on WGN. Asian markets finished mostly higher. Small losses in Tokyo. European markets trading mixed this morning. Oil futures slightly higher in pre-market trading. Gold futures lower. Major index futures all pointing to a lower opening on Wall Street. The numbers next with Steve Grzanich on the opening bell. The WGN forecast, meteorologist Tim McGill.
Becoming mostly sunny today. We've got some clouds out this morning. A little bit of rain lingering in northern Indiana, but that should clear out quickly. We'll clear out, see some sun, and we'll see a lot of wind, too, with a high day getting up to around 54 or 55. Winds gusting up to 40 miles an hour. Tonight, mainly clear, breezy, and colder, down to 36. Sunny, windy, cooler tomorrow, but still above average, 49 for the high. But that's the trend. Temperatures going down over the next few days. Thursday becoming mostly cloudy, maybe a little bit of light rain late, 44. Partly to mostly cloudy, colder on Friday, 35. Chance of light snow on Saturday with a high of just 32. I'm Tim McGill from the WGN Weather Center.
It's cloudy at both airports, 54 degrees at O'Hare and Midway, 50 in Sandwich, 54 along Chicago's lakefront. I'm Vic Vaughn in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
PSA Group, the maker of Peugeot and Citroën cars, is buying the business off General Motors as the American auto giant exits Europe. The deal values Opel and its British brand Vauxhall at 2.2 billion euros. It also creates the continent's second biggest car maker, behind Volkswagen and ahead of Renault.
President Trump unveiling a new version of his controversial travel ban, hoping that this time it will hold up in court. It's a less restrictive version of his initial order, which was held up in federal courts after sparking chaos at airports and drawing criticism that it discriminated against Muslims. The biggest change in this new order, residents of Iraq will now no longer face restrictions. They'll be able to travel to the United States.
One thing that's really made Samsung strong, and for many chaebols in Korea, is this central planning office that they have. And they can decide, look, we know that we need to double down on chips, so we're going to invest more money in chips, and we're going to maybe scale back on, say, LCDs. So when you take out that central planning organization, you really can possibly lose that long-term strategic view for the company. And I really think that's going to be a very, very big risk to Samsung in the long term.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the program. Today is Tuesday, March 7th, 2017, 5:11 in the morning. Glad to have you along for another edition of the opening bell, another business day, a busy Tuesday in store. Coming up a little later in the program, we're going to be talking with Peter Frost of Crane Chicago Business about the latest happenings at McDonald's, including McDelivery. And some of those kiosks coming to stores, that's a little bit later on. In just a few minutes, we'll talk about the number of startups created by Illinois universities. But first, on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk, numbers look like another weak opening on Wall Street later this morning. Dow futures are off 30. NASDAQ and S&P futures lower as well. NASDAQ futures off about 10. S&P futures off about 5. Crude oil is trading up just a little bit this morning at 53.31 a barrel. Around the globe this morning, stocks generally are mixed. Stocks in Europe fell for a third consecutive day, dragged down by financials as shares of Deutsche Bank slid on deepening concern about its health after an $8.5 billion cash call. A bash of weak corporate earnings also impacting the numbers in Europe this morning. Asian shares were mostly higher today, with little major news to drive trading. Japan's benchmark edged lower, while Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose as China's finance minister expressed confidence over the government's ability to handle rising debt levels. In currencies, the dollar inched higher against a basket of trade-weighted peers. The dollar gained against the yen, fell against the euro. A rate hike from the Federal Reserve next week is now virtually fully priced into all of the financial markets, so the dollar and U.S. bond yields might be vulnerable to a correction lower as we wait for that meeting the next week, the 14th and 15th. We look for a decision on the 15th. 86% chance now that the Fed will raise interest rates at its meeting. New report comes out today about the number of startups produced by Illinois universities over the past 4 years. The Illinois Science and Technology Coalition will release those details. The organization keeps tabs on science and technology activity here in Illinois. Matt Bragg is the program manager, data policy, his areas of specialty, and he's with us this morning on the opening bell. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here, and we are going to see this report now. I understand the full details of it have not yet been released to the public, or have they?
They have not. The full report is coming out tomorrow afternoon.
Well, can you give us some highlights of what it found?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're sort of excited this year to announce that the number of startups from Illinois universities is really sort of surging. I think, you know, we've been tracking this for the last 5 years or so, and we've seen a real sort of uptick in the number of startups coming out of universities. So that's sort of the high level. And then also, which is exciting, is that we're also seeing more of these startups staying in the state. So sort of a double whammy there with sort of an increase in entrepreneurship. And then also, you know, being able to retain more of those startups.
In the headline here, I think you might be understating it, more than 800, nearly 800 of them from 2012
right, yeah.
to 2016. That's a huge number. What are the startups about? Do they focus in one area or another, mainly science and technology?
I think obviously science and tech is a big part of it. But I think one of the interesting things is we're really seeing now sort of entrepreneurship coming from, you know, across campus. It's really, you know, maybe where you might traditionally think, you know, it's engineering and that sort of thing, computer science. You know, some really interesting startups coming out in food and healthcare, obviously. So I think that's one of the interesting things and sort of, you know, why we're seeing so much growth is that it's really expanded sort of across campuses.
Matt, hang on with us. We're going to take a quick break here. Be back with Matt Bragg. He's the Program Manager of Data and Policy at the Illinois Science and Technology Coalition. New details coming out about the number of startups being created by Illinois universities. We'll continue our pre-dawn business conversation with him right after traffic at 5:15. And sitting in for Mary Vandeville this week, Susan Berkus. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Steve. You're trouble-free so far on the Edens, Kennedy, Eisenhower, and the Stevenson, and no problems to the south on the Ryan 57 or the Bishop Ford. The earlier accident on I-65, it's clear all lanes have been reopened. In Oak Lawn, watch for downed wires at 87th Street and Central Avenue. Traffic is sponsored by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Pre-approved by Acunet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Susan Berkus, WGN Traffic Central.
Patrick Swayze has been gone for many years. They're going to do an auction of his stuff finally?
The leather jacket that he wore in Dirty Dancing, the maroon silk shirt that he wore in Ghost.
Is the wheel or is the kiln?
The pottery wheel?
Right? No,
yeah.
That's not.
Oh.
But how great would that be if Steve and I made pottery together on that?
Yeah, shirtless.
That is an image that I just...
Sitting on the same stool?
One great morning show.
I'm pretty sure what you've described is a tool stool operation.
Two stools.
At least two stools.
Steve Cochran, weekday mornings at 720 WGN.
Troy Murray here. For nearly 120 years, Chicago's own Nuveen has worked to live up to the highest standards of investment excellence, committed to delivering lasting value, whatever the markets may bring. Like generations of Chicagoans, they've watched our Blackhawks strive for excellence, whatever the season may bring. At Nuveen, they couldn't be more proud to support our champion Blackhawks as they work to keep Chicago the home of hockey excellence and bring the cup back to our city in 2017. Visit Nuveen.com today.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I just got to town and I need a presentation printed for a big meeting tomorrow.
Well, Staples has everything you need to print, scan, and fax.
Great. Oh, just got a text. The home office made changes to the presentation.
No problem. You can access your files from a USB, email, or the cloud.
And the meeting isn't tomorrow, now it's today.
Our machines are self-service, so there's no waiting.
And it's not here. Now it's in Ebensburg.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
Print, scan, fax, and copy at Staples, your office away from home.
Aristotle was a Greek philosopher who helped lay the groundwork for Western philosophy.
The Aristotle bedroom at Penny Mustard is where you can lay down after a long day of work.
Aristotle the philosopher was diverse, studying physics, anatomy, astronomy, poetry, and more.
The Aristotle bedroom is very diverse. It coordinates with any decor.
People who met Aristotle thought he was the smartest man in the world.
People who buy the Aristotle bedroom are smart, too, because it's a versatile bedroom that seamlessly blends with existing furniture and decor.
Lots of options, including a cool chiffon robe with drawers on one side and a hanging closet on the other.
Fun fact, the word chiffon robe was invented by Aristotle.
Really?
No, I made that up.
The Aristotle bedroom, with queen panel bed, seven drawer dresser, landscape mirror, and nightstand, starts at $55.75 at Penny Mustard.
Five locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Better versions of what people want.
Rivers Casino Window Drop Number 8. You really want your night to sing? Don't put your plans on auto-tune. Get to Rivers Casino this March to play $100 on us. Join Rush Rewards and play $100. We'll send you $100 in free slot play. It's the perfect way to get more for your play. Rivers Casino. Get out and live a lot. See RiversCasino.com for details. Subject to promotion rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Explore Chicago's culinary side with Chicago Tribune's Food and Dining Newsletter. Sign up today at chicagotribune.com/newsletters and live deliciously. On the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk this morning, a few stocks of local interest we're watching in the red this morning. United Continental is off about 3%. Sears Holdings down 1.5% at 520.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. U.S. stocks were lower on Monday for the second time in the last three trading days, with losses in banks, investment firms, and insurance companies. The Dow Jones closed fractionally lower at 20,954. The S&P 500 index and the NASDAQ composite were both off by less than half a percentage point. Praise from President Trump for ExxonMobil as the company announces plans to create thousands of jobs and spend $20 billion over the next 10 years on petroleum plants along the Gulf Coast. General Motors, meanwhile, has notified employees at a Lansing, Michigan assembly plant that it'll be laying off about 1,100 employees and phasing out production of the first-generation GMC Acadia in May. The automaker will build the next generation of the Acadia in Tennessee. Watch for new decor and a revamped menu at TGI Fridays. Chain restaurants have seen sales plunge because of competition from supermarkets with prepared meals and from food delivery services. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program. Illinois University has produced more than 800 startups from 2012 to 2016. We're on with the Illinois Science and Technology Coalition this morning. Matt Bragg, the program manager, data policy areas are his specialties with us this morning. Matt, before the break, we were talking about just how big of an increase this is since you've been measuring it. What do you think is behind the numbers here, the increase?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, you know, sort of the culture of entrepreneurship that I think we're seeing, you know, kind of across the country and here in Illinois is really sort of translating to universities in the state now, and they're making more of an effort to, you know, provide more resources, like incubators and accelerators and startup competitions, and really bringing that together in a lot of places sort of under one roof, sort of centralizing their resources and really making them available to students and faculty, you know, across campus.
They're also finding a lot of capital here in the state as well. Money seems to be flowing in the startup direction in a big way.
Yeah, especially, you know, sort of seed funding, you know, early stage funding for companies has grown a lot, I think, in Illinois. And that's partly, you know, there are sort of university-supported funds now that are really growing and have really given, you know, university startups sort of a head start, I think, in the state. So that's been a big factor as well.
And so $630 million raised in this latest report in the 4 years from 2012 to 2016. That's compared to $345 million in your last report. So those are pretty good numbers.
Yeah, nearly a doubling there. And I think we've seen, you know, also there have been a handful of companies that have really raised, you know, over $20 million each. So there's been sort of some big wins, I think, for the state in that sense.
Are there universities that are doing a better job than other universities? Where are the big winners on those lists? Or do you even rank those?
You know, we don't make that, you know, information public just because I think we sort of feel like, you know, as a state, we're kind of all in this together. But, I mean, obviously, you know, there are certainly universities in the state that just have more resources than others and are sort of able to provide more of those to startups. So, you know, the bigger schools, you know, UIUC and obviously University of Chicago and Northwestern are doing really well. And I think, you know, some of the smaller state schools, I think we've seen, you know, they're providing, you know, what they can, but just that, you know, sort of the budget situation in the state has made it a little more challenging for them.
In the past on the show, we've reported on some of those different programs at schools. Like, for instance, Northwestern, we profiled the incubator that's there that's putting out a lot of good stuff. You mentioned the budget thing there, Matt. Some of these companies, you said, are staying in the state. 78% of them are based here. That's that's pretty a good, pretty good number, despite the issues and everybody thinking that this is not a good business climate.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of the evidence we're finding sort of flies in the face of some sort of popular notions of kind of how we're doing as a state. So, you know, I think it's helpful in that sense. I mean, we can always do better as a state. I think there are opportunities to grow. I mean, especially, you know, when companies are really growing and sort of, you know, put themselves on the map and are looking for higher level funding, I think that's when sometimes we see companies moving elsewhere. So I think there's definitely opportunity for the state to support startups more there and keep more of them in state.
The types of companies, just we talked about them generally, but specifically, are there any group of these companies, that these new startups that are producing some pretty cool stuff? What would you highlight if you had to give us some examples?
You know, there's a lot of cool stuff out there. There's a company from UIUC down in Champaign-Urbana that's they've been featured on the Big Ten Network. I know they actually have a cast for broken, you know, limbs. But it's sort of a kind of a matrix design. It's not your traditional kind of molded cast. And they've gotten quite a bit of publicity for that. It's a cool thing. There's also, you know, there's quite a bit going on in food. There's a startup from the University of Chicago that's doing sort of a Keurig, but for food, kind of a microwave oven type thing that cooks you sort of a more complex meal, you know, right there in your kitchen. So, you know, there's a lot of interesting stuff. And then, of course, there's your apps and your software companies and that sort of thing that I think we more traditionally think of with startups.
And when we talk about Illinois University startups, this not only gives the people who are behind the idea a chance to spread their wings, but students generally at those schools get a chance to participate in some of this, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's where some of the support in terms of incubators and accelerators, and now there are summer programs at a lot of the schools. And, you know, the incubators, like you mentioned, Northwestern with the garage up there, they've been doing some great stuff. You know, they even have weekly, they call it family dinners, where students come in and have dinner and sort of talk about their projects and entrepreneurship. So definitely student focused is definitely what's going on.
So the Illinois Startup and Tech Report Card would get what letter grades in your mind?
You know, I think given the growth we've seen, you know, especially this last year, it has to be an A in our book.
All right, Matt, good of you to be with us this morning. Matt Bragg, the Program Manager of Data and Policy at the Illinois Science and Technology Coalition. You can follow them at istcoalition.org and learn more about Illinois innovation at illinoisinnovation.com. Matt, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
This is the opening bell, now 5:27. Let's head over to the newsroom. Vic Vaughn has been standing by this morning, gathering all of the news and information. Vic, good morning.
Sure have. Good morning, Steve. Rescue efforts are underway now after an avalanche at a popular alpine ski resort. Our report next.
This is the opening bell.
From ABC News, Tech Trends. It's an uphill climb for Korean phone maker Samsung. In 2015, Harris Poll ranked Samsung third in its U.S. reputation quotient, ahead of Apple. In 2016, it tumbled to seventh. And Dana Woolman with the tech blog Engadget says it's still falling.
And this one research firm was able to quantify that in this study that included over 30,000 people. It's a really, really big sample size. It fell to 49th place in this ranking of esteemed companies.
Woolman says the botched recall of those ill-fated Galaxy Note 7s played a large part in Samsung's fall from grace.
And the fact that Samsung took so long to explain to consumers what exactly happened.
The arrest of the company's vice chairman on bribery charges was also a likely factor. As for the rest of the playing field, Apple, Google, and Tesla were among the top 10 in the survey, and Amazon topped the list with the Harris's highest reputation quotient. With Tech Trends, I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Listen, learn, laugh. 720 WGN.
This is Brian Wickert, owner of Low Overhead Acunet Mortgage, with a mortgage rate alert. The odds of the Federal Reserve hiking rates another 0.25% at their March 15th meeting are now up to 75%. That means anyone with a home equity line of credit will see their rate jump for the second time in just a few months. So if you have a balance on your home equity line of credit, or you've been just putting off that refinance, this is your official wake-up call.
The hot purchase market also has home values rising, and that opens up the opportunity to get rid of your PMI or FHA mortgage insurance or take some cash out. You know, most homeowners still just go back to their bank or wherever they have their mortgage now, but that can be a big mistake because Acunet's closing costs are typically $1,000 to $3,000 less than the banks and big online lenders for the same rate. Find out how much you can save today by clicking on the blue button at Acunet.com before Janet Yellen turns the rate dial up another notch. That's ACCUNET.com, Wisconsin's mortgage savings headquarters.
Acunet Mortgage is an equal housing lender and Illinois residential mortgage licensee, NMLS ID 2553683, 13,000 West Silver Spring Drive in Low Overhead, Butler, Wisconsin 53007.
Okay, you've had enough, so let's get your body feeling good again. If hip or knee pain is dragging you down and making life unbearable, it's time for a trip to the Hip and Knee Center. They can help you feel like new again. The Hip and Knee Center has performed thousands of successful outpatient, minimally invasive joint replacements. And what sets them apart is all the experience they have. Advanced techniques like their new bikini approach anterior hip replacement allows patients to completely conceal the incision. And remember, no general anesthesia, no catheters, no blood transfusions, and no restrictions either. Recovery is measured in days to weeks, not months. Renowned surgeon Dr. Sean W. Palmer, founder of the Hip and Knee Center, is among the most experienced anterior approach hip replacement surgeons in the nation. His patients come from all over the world because of the results. So, if the pain's too much and you want to feel new again, make the call. 1-866-FEEL-NEW. That's 1-866-FEEL-NEW. Or learn more about the Hip and Knee Center at thehipandkneecenter.com.
It's 5:30. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Still ahead on the opening bell, Peter Frost from Crane Chicago Business will join us to talk a little bit about McDonald's and their latest ideas right after the news, sponsored by Ace Hardware. Here's Vic Vaughn.
A rescue operation is underway at a ski resort in Tignes, a community in the southeastern region of France. French officials say they're dealing with an avalanche this morning. Police say they're helping in the effort. They confirmed that several skiers were caught up in the avalanche, but have not confirmed whether there are casualties. Four snowboarders died there last month at the same resort in an avalanche. U.S. officials are still dealing with four missile launches by North Korea. They've got another one to deal with, this one by Iran. Tehran officials confirmed two ballistic missiles were test-fired over the weekend. Both countries have missiles that can reach parts of the United States. The missile tested by Iran was in the area where U.S. Navy ships operate in the Strait of Hormuz, the same area where U.S. officials confirm Iranian fast attack vessels harassed a U.S. Navy ship Saturday. And saw some big wind gusts overnight, clocked at near 60 miles per hour in some parts of the Chicago area, part of a very large storm system that covered much of the United States from northern Wisconsin south through Illinois into Arkansas and parts of Louisiana. It's now moving east into northwest Indiana and Michigan. WGN Traffic and Susan Berkus.
No delays to report on the major expressways, but on the inbound Dan Ryan at Roosevelt Road, there's flooding blocking the left lane. So far, no delay there. And on the outbound side, the on-ramp from 87th Street is closed with construction until 6 a.m. Tollways wide open. Eastbound Indiana Toll Road, not so good. Traffic solid from U.S. 31 to State Road 933 with an accident. Traffic is sponsored by Taco Bell. When you've had a morning for just a dollar, let Taco Bell make you breakfast, like the dollar grilled breakfast burritos with fluffy eggs and your choice of crispy bacon, savory sausage, or hearty potatoes. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app, pre-approved by Acunet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Susan Berkus, WGN Traffic Central.
That old car is worth money. Visit VictoryAutoWreckers.com for an instant quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's in. Victory buys vehicles every day, including nights and weekends, and you'll get cash on the spot. Go to VictoryAutoWreckers.com for more information or save money by fixing up your car with used parts. Go to VictoryAutoWreckers.com to search their inventory. VictoryAutoWreckers.com.
VictoryAutoWreckers.com.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A financial trading firm had an aging IT infrastructure, which meant dated servers, decreased efficiency, and lost revenue. So CDW orchestrated an IT infrastructure modernization solution using HPE servers. HPE offers a comprehensive portfolio of servers delivering data center efficiency across diverse workloads and applications. Modernization by HPE, IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/HPE. CDW, people who get it.
At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. No sales pitch, just objective fee-based advice. Schedule your free portfolio review today by visiting financialengines.com. See what Financial Engines can do for you.
Quick look at the Associated Bank market desk numbers. Asian markets finished mostly higher today. Small losses in Tokyo, modest gains in Shanghai and Hong Kong. European markets trading mixed this morning. Very small gains in Germany and England, small losses in France. Oil futures slightly higher in pre-market trading. Gold futures lower. Major index futures in the U.S. all pointing to a lower opening on Wall Street. Let's get a check at WGN Sports and Dave Ennett.
The tournament bracket won't be final till Sunday, but three more teams picked up automatic bids to the NCAA tournament by winning their conference tourneys last night. There are more on the way. The ACC tournament starts this morning in Brooklyn, the Big Ten tomorrow in Washington. UIC won't get the chance. The Flames fell to 10th seed Milwaukee in the Horizon League semis. Milwaukee plays Northern Kentucky for the title tonight. The Bulls get outscored 30-16 in the fourth quarter and slip back below the 500 mark, losing in Detroit 109-95. Despite Jimmy Butler's 27 points, the Bulls have lost two straight, three out of four. In his debut for the Cleveland Cavaliers, a center, Andrew Bogut, broke his leg less than a minute into his first appearance while Cleveland was losing to Miami 106-98. Our Xfinity Blackhawks report, the Hawks back on the ice getting ready for Thursday when they resume play against Anaheim and go for their eighth consecutive victory. Bears have re-signed tight end Daniel Brown. They've also tendered wide receiver Josh Bellamy and defensive back Bryce Callahan. Dave Ennett, WGN Sports.
The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. A strong overnight thunderstorm has moved out of the Chicago area, now moving across northwest Indiana and Michigan. Today, sunny and 54, breezy though. Winds hang around all day, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, a low of 35. Wednesday, sunny, windy again, a high near 50 degrees. Right now, it's cloudy and 54 at both airports, 51 in Plainfield, along Chicago's lakefront, 53 degrees. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Vic Vaughn in Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now, WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program at 5:36. Glad to have you along. McDonald's had a big investor meeting last week. A couple of things came out of that, including an idea to possibly start delivering. It's a big $100 billion industry that McDonald's wants to get in on. Lots of other things talked about at that meeting as well. Peter Frost reports on McDonald's for Crane Chicago Business. He's with us here this morning on The Opening Bell. Peter, glad to have you back. What would you say is the big headline from this investor meeting with McDonald's?
I think the headline is McDonald's realizes they need to get more people in their store and they need to have more sales. And the way they're going to go about doing that is by mobile pay and mobile ordering via a mobile app. The other headline, I think, is delivery. McDonald's is testing delivery right now with Uber Eats down in Florida, and it's been a success. And they are going to roll it out in a very big way in the United States and in parts of Europe by the end of this year. They think it's a huge opportunity for them sales-wise.
So the last time you were in talking, we were, you know, going over the all-day breakfast and what that had done to the bottom line at McDonald's. What are the numbers saying now?
Well, all-day breakfast was and is continue to be a success for them. But once you start bumping up year over year, you start lapping those numbers from when you've already gotten a bump, and it doesn't look like it's growing anymore. So all-day breakfast brought a bump to sales, and that bump is built in now and baked into the numbers. So now they realize we got to do something else if we're going to keep growing this company.
So let's tear these apart individually. First, the delivery. How will that work exactly?
Well, it's third-party delivery is the way they're going to do this. McDonald's isn't going to go out and buy a bunch of cars or drivers and deliver their own food. They do that in other countries, but in the United States, they're going to go through a third-party company like Uber Eats, for example, Grubhub. Those companies, you know, as a consumer, you go on your phone, you open the app, you see McDonald's, you pick your order, and then somebody drops it off to your door. It's pretty simple.
It's pretty simple. And up until now, I think Chipotle has been on there. So that was like a former McDonald's property or similar to that. Are any of the other fast food companies doing delivery like that?
Not in a very big way. Everyone's sort of dipping their toes in the water, fast food wise, on this. Postmates, you can get a Chipotle burrito delivered by Postmates. I mean, it's the interesting thing here is to me the reason I kind of shake my head at this stuff is like I can get a value meal at McDonald's for let's say $7. And I'm going to have to pay $5 to have it delivered. I mean, it's like doubles the cost of my meal. But more and more people, particularly millennials, are willing to do this, which is interesting. So a lot of fast food companies, a lot of fast casual companies are dipping their toe in the water on this thing, but no one's really gone huge with it yet.
I was really surprised to hear that this could be – that the whole delivery market is like $100 billion.
Yeah.
There's a big chunk of money there.
It's huge. And that's what Steve Easterbrook was talking about. The McDonald's CEO at the investor meeting has said, listen, the demand is there, and we have done nothing to meet it. He said, we're leaving money on the table. So he realizes it, and McDonald's wants a piece of that pie.
He also said that part of the survival of McDonald's, one of the keys to survival, is getting people to come into stores.
Yes.
But it seems like delivery is sort of counter to that.
Almost. It is. Yeah. Now, that's a good point. And I think what he means by getting foot traffic into the stores, I mean, that's one of their metrics that they look at is foot traffic. But I think really they don't really care how they do it. They just need to sell more food. Whether that's through delivery, whether it's through the drive-through, whether it's through the mobile app, whether it's through people coming up and ordering from a kiosk in a store, they just need more people ordering more food. I mean, they told us for the first time, the crazy number, 500 million fewer transactions between 2012 and end of 2016. They lost 500 million transactions. It's fascinating.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, almost. And you know where everyone always thought they were coming from is, Chipotle, Panera, these fast casual, a.k.a. better-for-you restaurants, you know, these that consumers perceive to have better-for-you food. But McDonald's said during this meeting, we don't think it's coming from Chipotle. We don't think it's coming from Panera. We think we lost all these customers to other fast food companies, which is really stunning.
So like Wendy's or Burger King.
Yeah.
But those companies are also reporting their own problems.
Yeah, so I think Burger King and Wendy's are both doing fine. Burger King has sort of pivoted. They've for a while Burger King tried to do healthier food, and then they decided to heck with it. We're going all in on the bacon buster or whatever burger. Like, we're just going to be an indulgent fast food company. We're owning it. And now McDonald's at this meeting again, there's another bit of news, Steve. They said the same thing. They're like, we know who we are. We are a fast food company. We are easy. We're convenient. We're trying to be tasty. This is who we are. We're not going to try to be some health company.
Is that going to be their new slogan? We're going to be tasty. Is that perhaps have they figured out what their slogan is going to be yet?
Yeah, I can't remember it off the top of my head, but there was a new saying that they were floating around. It was something like creating fun experiences or good fun experiences for the whole family. Is something of that nature.
I keep harking back to this. The last time we were talking about the store out in Kansas City. I think one of the stores of the future that had opened up. So are we going to see more of those stores? Is that it?
Yeah, that's a good point. We have one right here in Chicago on Chicago Avenue and State Street. It's called an Experience of the Future. And what they have there, you walk in the door and there are six kiosks. They look like giant iPhones that are, right in front of you. And you can order right off of them. Once you order, you pay, you sit down, you take a little tent, a tent with a number on it with you, and you set it at your table. And a server comes around and delivers your food to you. You're going to see 3,500 of these in the United States, 2,500 of these in the United States. I can't remember the exact figure by the end of the year, and a plurality of McDonald's restaurants throughout the country. There are about 14,000. Almost all of them will have this experience of the future by 2020. And that was another new time frame for them.
I have to admit, I have not done that store yet. Have you been over there to see what that's like? What is it like?
I have. It's it feels different, to be honest. In a traditional McDonald's, you walk in, you see the person up front, you order, from a person. And this one, you walk in, you order off a screen. It's very easy. It's very simple. You can customize your sandwich. So, for example, if you don't want pickles, you just click the sandwich. You say no pickles. It's really easy. You pay and you sit down, and then they deliver it to you. It's nice, especially if you're I think McDonald's thinks it's going to help a lot with who they're really focusing on, which is moms with kids or millennials. Like if you're a mom with kids, you can just order right on the screen, then go sit down and somebody's going to deliver your food. It's a lot easier than waiting around in this big gaggle of people at the front of the store, for your bag of food. So it's simple. And then there's McCafe is another focus of theirs as part of this experience of the future. So McCafe, as you know, is their coffee and smoothie and, you know, latte brand. And they're pulling that out and they're having big glass cases that are LED lit, and they've got different kinds of pastries in them. In the past, you could get maybe, you know, a muffin or those apple pies. Sure. But now, today, it's you can get, you know, muffins and muffin toppers and croissants and that type of thing. And that's going to be a big push for them as well.
You know, Steve Easterbrook was asked directly about these kiosks replacing employees. You describe a situation where you've become the employee if you're the one ordering it. Where are the people at in these stores of the future?
Yeah, so the stores of the future also have the option of you ordering from a person. So those people aren't going away. They also have a person who is sort of, you know, for now at least, for the next year or two, I suppose, until people get used to this, they have additional floor employees who are helping walk you and me through this process of ordering from this machine. So they're sort of concierge people. And then, of course, you have all these people, additional employees who need to deliver the food to the table. So McDonald's explains that they are not cutting workers. They are just redeploying them within the store. They also think that there's a sales bump in these stores between 4% and 8% in these experiences of the future. So they think more sales supports more employees. But if you look at the long run here, I mean, I'm being a cynic, of course, but minimum wage in many cities is going up to $15 an hour, $14 an hour. A company like McDonald's can't sustain that. And a franchisee can't sustain that. They need to work more labor out of their system in order to retain their bottom line profits.
How have Peter? How have investors reacted to this latest meeting from McDonald's? I know the stock didn't really pop that much this week after that.
No, it didn't bump a lot. I think, you and I talked about this previously, Steve. We saw there were a lot of media outlets who reported on the investor meeting, and I think all of us took a slightly different angle on the story because there was no one big news story here. There was a lot of little things. And it's, you know, McDonald's may disagree with me that they're little, but in the big scheme of things, these are all things we've heard about from McDonald's before. Now they're just putting timelines on them, or they're being, you know, more aggressive with what they're going to do with delivery, for example. I think the street in general likes to see McDonald's moving on this stuff. They probably would have liked to see the company move a little bit quicker.
One of the best stories I thought that came out of all of this was that finally these ice cream machines are going to be replaced, because I'm one of these people that have gone and had an ice cream machine or McFlurry machine out of order. They're going to replace all these machines.
They are. And it is funny. There's always it's a big complaint. And the Wall Street Journal chronicled it in a really funny story on the front page a few months back about these McFlurry addicts who right. always complain about the machines being down in the stores. Well, McDonald's has a solution for that. They're spending a bunch of money to put new McFlurry machines or ice cream machines in all of the stores. And these machines are going to be easier to load, and they are going to have different flavors, and they're just going to be easier for employees to use. So they hope there's going to be less downtime on them now.
And the McFlurry people on Twitter and social media have been rabid about this. I didn't. who would have thunk that ice cream people would be so mean?
Yeah, right. And, you know, a funny thing about McFlurry is they were testing a Cadbury Cream Egg McFlurry at this investor event. And let me tell you, it was pretty good.
It sounds good. Peter, it's always good talking with you. Thanks for the update on McDonald's.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Peter Frost is the food, beverage, dining reporter at Crain's Chicago Business. You can follow him on Twitter at Peter Frost and read his latest story at Crain's Chicago and ChicagoBusiness.com. 5:47 here on the Opening Bell. Let's check in with traffic again in Traffic Central. And in for Mary this week is Susan Berkus.
Well, some problems to report at this early hour. No delays on the major expressways except for the inbound Stevenson. The on-ramp is blocked with an accident at Route 83 in from the Tri-State. It's a 26-minute trip. But also on the inbound Dan Ryan, keep in mind at Roosevelt Road, there's flooding blocking the left lane. And on the outbound side, the on-ramp from 87th Street is closed with construction until 6 a.m. Tollways are clear. Eastbound Indiana Toll Road traffic remains solid from U.S. 31 to State Road 933. In Oak Lawn, watch for downed wires at 87th Street and Central Avenue. And in Yorkville, Minkler Road is closed in both directions between Hunt Club Road and Route 71, also with downed wires. Traffic is sponsored by Taco Bell. Taco Bell's beefy, cheesy, crispy crunch wrap is an icon, but with an extra layer of everything you love, the Triple Double Crunch Wrap is in a league of its own. The bigger, beefier Triple Double Crunch Wrap is back, only at Taco Bell.
For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app pre-approved by AccuNet Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Susan Berkus, WGN Traffic Central.
A special Roe Concho with Anne of Lenta's investigation. Is the new Affordable Care Act affordable, or does it actually provide care?
At 6:15, we'll give away a pair of tickets to see the Chicago Blackhawks against the Anaheim Ducks.
And St. Patrick's Day is next week, not this week. I refuse to promote Irish music. But the Irish American Heritage Center will be here. I think this is their theme song.
Rokan with Anna Devlantis. Chicago's conversation is on 720 WGN.
Homeowners, if the tire on your car goes flat, you fix it. If your heater breaks down, you fix it. Right now, if your home has low water pressure, or you get scalded in the shower when someone flushes, or you or your neighbors have already had leaks, in other words, your pipes aren't working, you can get them fixed too, in as little as one day. I'm Jeff Butler, owner of Repipe Specialists. For a limited time, on approved credit, when you repipe with us, we'll give you 0% interest for an entire year. That's right, a repipe, wall patching, and a lifetime guarantee, all at 0% interest. Get great pressure, clean, clear water, be able to take a shower, and run the washing machine at the same time. We've helped over 30,000 homeowners just like you get new, high-quality pipes without a fuss. So repipe with us, and you too can enjoy great water pressure in your home with a lifetime guarantee.
Just call 800-216-0195. That's 800-216-0195. 800-216-0195.
You've heard about Fogu Mold from Healthful Home Products, the easy-to-use aerosol for getting at those moldy, hard-to-reach areas like attics and crawl spaces. Well, Healthful Home has introduced another innovative product to improve your indoor air quality. Mold Magnet is a scientifically formulated spray treatment for furnace filters that makes them better at trapping harmful bacteria, mold spores, and viruses. Mold Magnet can increase the efficiency of your filter, helping reduce your system maintenance costs and saving you money at the same time. Why pay for expensive HVAC filters that can cost $40 to $50 each when you can use a lower-cost filter treated with Mold Magnet? Studies show that Mold Magnet-treated filters increase microbe trapping by a thousandfold over untreated filters. If you want better indoor air quality without spending a fortune, Mold Magnet may be your solution. Fogu Mold and Mold Magnet can both be found at select Chicagoland Ace dealers or online at moldmagnet.com. That's moldmagnet.com.
Give your healthy new habits a boost with Argo T's new wellness drinks. These limited-time specials pair wellness-focused teas with innovative and exciting ingredients, such as sap birch water, tapped from birch trees in the mountains of Eastern Europe. Stop into any of Argo T's 16 Chicagoland locations to detox with birch water, energize with acai berries, or empower with hibiscus. Download Argo T's new and improved mobile app to order ahead and earn a $5 welcome credit.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome back to the program on the WGN Associated Bank Market Desk. Dow futures off about 22 points. S&P futures are off about 4. NASDAQ futures off about 8. Looks like we're going to have a weak opening on Wall Street later this morning. Crude oil at $53.30 a barrel. World stocks generally lower, with Europe leading the way on that. In Asia, the Nikkei off almost 40 points to wrap up the night there. The FTSE is off this morning, so is the CAC. Stocks here in the U.S., again, looking for a weak opening on Wall Street later this morning. A couple of stories we're watching for you. The House Republicans have released their long-awaited plan for unraveling former President Obama's health care law, a package that would scale back the government's role in health care and in helping people afford coverage. The latest on that now from ABC's correspondent Lana Zak in Washington.
The new Republican health care plan will provide age-based tax credits and freeze Medicare expansion over the next 3 years, as well as eliminate federal funding for Planned Parenthood. Democrats and Republicans are bracing for a fight. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi tweets, quote, "The GOP plan to make America sick again will do massive damage to millions," unquote. Some Republicans are skeptical, too. Congressman Justin Amash calling it Obamacare 2.0. The new plan would immediately eliminate the individual mandate and begin pulling back Obamacare subsidies. Lana Zak, ABC News, Washington.
The plan is expected to cover fewer than the 20 million people or more currently covered by the Affordable Care Act. She mentioned some of the Republican opposition there. Conservatives within the Republican Party likely to derail this. because of its spending, and it doesn't do at least enough in their minds to replace or repeal Obamacare in terms of financial incentives on that. Online retail giant Amazon will soon begin collecting taxes on purchases sent to New Mexico addresses. New Mexico, just the latest state to start implying taxes on that. They'll do the same thing as Illinois. You'll have to remove those from your taxes at the end of the year. Fitbit, whose devices encourage people to walk 10,000 steps each day, now wants to put them to sleep as well. The company said data collected by the millions of Fitbit trackers now in use show that people are averaging less than 7 hours of sleep a night, the amount recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And the Z's people do get are not necessarily the right kind of Z's. Fitbit's offering a deeper sleep tracking on some of its devices. Fitbits already track how much people get, how much sleep people get. Use sensors to measure periods of being awake or restless while in bed. Now using a built-in heart rate monitor, the devices will break sleep into clinically defined stages. On the WGN Associated Bank Market Outlook for this Tuesday, March 7th, 2017, the U.S. Commerce Department releases figures for international trade in goods and services. U.S. Federal Reserve also releases the consumer installment credit numbers for January of this year. Congress will take up the Senate Judiciary Committee will take up the confirmation hearing for Rod Rosenstein to be Deputy Attorney General, Rachel Brand to be Associate Attorney General. National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine will report on the potential human effects of surface coal mining operations in the Central Appalachians. Also today, a couple of earnings big earnings include Dick's Sporting Goods, also H&R Block and Urban Outfitters, all reporting earnings today. Some of the things that could drive the markets on this Tuesday, March the 7th, 2017. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning with another edition of the Opening Bell, and we'll continue to follow your money throughout the morning and on the Steve Cochran Show coming up next. I'm Steve Grzanich. Have a great day.
Blackhawks and Wildcats games online, WGNradio.com.
My name is Anita, and I'm a former frowner. When my daughter got married, I was afraid to smile in our family photos. I was embarrassed by my bad teeth. So I got dental implants from Eon Clinics. I just called 844-365-SMILE, and their board-certified specialists gave me the confidence to smile and improve my health. Plus, Eon Clinics' cutting-edge technology is all under one roof. If you're like I was, call 844-365-SMILE and start smiling today.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, and I want to guarantee you a breakdown-free winter. Did you know that a dirty furnace costs more to operate and can lead to higher utility bills and untimely breakdowns? Now is the time to schedule your Four Seasons furnace tune-up and save $50. A Four Seasons furnace tune-up includes a 30-point inspection, complete cleaning, and we calibrate every component of your furnace. So call today.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Hey guys, Violetta Podromedic here, and everyone's been talking about my hair lately. It's not just because I went from brunette to blonde. It's because of Ovation Cell Therapy. Ovation gives you that fresh from the salon hair that you love every day. Great hair makes a huge difference in the way that I feel, and thanks to Ovation Cell Therapy, I have a bounce in my hair and a new bounce in my step. After I dyed my hair, it was dry, frizzy, and lifeless from all the bleach. That's why I knew it was time to get and use Ovation. It helped restore essential vitamins, and I can finally run my fingers through my hair again. Join me and the hundreds of thousands of happy Ovation customers worldwide. Read their testimonials at ovationhair.com. Amazing emotional stories of thicker, stronger, longer hair. Get salon quality hair every day conveniently and affordably at ovationhair.com. Instantly save if you're a new customer by selecting WGN Radio and survey at checkout. You can't lose, guaranteed, or your money back. That's ovationhair.com. And remember, select WGN Radio at checkout. You guys have to try this stuff for yourself. Great hair is just a click away at ovationhair.com.
Yeah.
It is time for the Steve Cochran Show downstairs. Good morning.
Great to be here. How you doing, man? Steve's sick today.
I was going to say, do you recognize that voice?
I got the call to the bullpen.
McMurray,
we need you. Slapping their arm.
Are you a lefty?
I'm not a lefty, but I think it looks cooler when you hit your left arm.
Is that why you,
okay.
Yeah,
is
that's
that
why I'm doing it.
Did you that why you came in a little golf cart when we saw you pull
yes.
it off?
Yes, that was me. The rains last night. I didn't get any downtown. Did you guys get any?
I never looked out the window, but I've never heard rain hitting my windows as loud. And it may have just been the wind, but it was like it was thunder. I mean, there was thunder, obviously, but it was really, it was like pounding the windows.
It was crazy.
About 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
Windy where I live.
Really?
I mean, I'm a little south of you, but we got some sprinkles, a little rain, enough to make the streets a little bit wet, yeah. But the wind was crazy.
I slept through everything.
Did you really?
I did.
I
didn't hear anything. I don't know, 10:30?
Oh, that's pretty late.
Isn't that normal?
How can you go to bed that early if you're not doing this shift every day? I mean, and you get the call last minute to come in. See, I would, at that point,
see,
you have to kind of...
See, 10:30 is late, though.
Well, it's late for us.
Yeah.
Well, I usually go to bed at 10:30.
Do you?
Yeah, that's okay. A normal time. And if I can refer to myself in the third person, that's the beauty of a Pete McMurray.
Oh,
you know?
Here we go. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, have a great show, guys.
Bye, Steve.
You know, I can go to bed early. I can go to bed late. I can wake up early.
Should we have asked Steve about the rain?
Oh, yeah, Steve, did you get rain? Well, he lives in the city, too. He lives near McMurray, so you probably get the same amount or none.
I didn't hear anything. It's wet outside, but I did not hear anything.
I can't believe you didn't hear those winds.
God, I was tired.
It was crazy.
There was down tree branches and everything coming in.
How about we start the show?
Let's do it.
All right. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. News is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Here's Steve.
Thanks. Good morning, everyone. Right now, 54 degrees, cloudy skies in Chicago. The latest on a big avalanche in France right after traffic. Here's Susan Berkus.
You're clear on the Edens, Kennedy, and the Eisenhower. On the inbound Stevenson, it's building at 37 minutes in from the veteran.